It was 40 years ago this Thursday that Warsaw Pact troops invaded Czechoslovakia, putting an end to the cautious reforms of Communist Party leader Alexander Dubček, dubbed the Prague Spring. All this week, Radio Prague will be commemorating the invasion by broadcasting testimonies of those who were there. For today's programme, Rosie Johnston spoke to Libor Hajský, a junior photographer at the Czech press agency on August 21st, 1968, the day the Soviet tanks rolled into Prague.
Bratříčku, nevzlikej, to nejsou bubáci, vždyť už si velikej, to jsou jen vojáci. Přijeli v hranatých, železných maringotkách.
Libor Hajský was 20 years old when the Warsaw Pact troops invaded the Czechoslovak capital in the early hours of August the 21st.
Šok to byl pro každého Čecha, že? Protože do poslední chvíle...
It was a shock for every Czech, because up until the last minute we just had no idea. Though it is true that in the Czech press agency we had an inkling of what might happen, because we knew that Russian soldiers had been doing drills in the Czech forests since June. Some West German photographers had shown us images of the troops. But mere mortals had no clue that these soldiers had come to train and never left afterwards. But even then, for us, for everyone, August the 21st was an absurd shock.
Přesto teda ten 21. srpen byl absurdní šok, že?
Se slzou na víčku hledíme na sebe, buď se mnou, bratříčku, bojím se o tebe. Na cestách klikatých, bratříčku v polobotkách.
As a press photographer, what was his job like that day?
Začal pracovat v pět ráno, protože jsem bydlel...
I started to work at 5 in the morning. I lived 5 minutes away from the Central Committee of the Communist Party, where overnight they had arrested Dubček. And so I took my camera and ran over there as soon as it was light. Around 8 in the morning, it started to get a bit dangerous. Soldiers started shooting at civilians, and I think 2 people died. The action moved towards Wenceslas Square and the Czech radio building, as tradition dictates. So by late morning, I was taking photos outside the radio building.
Takže k tomu rozhlasu jsem dorazil nějak dopoledne.
And what did he see? Not necessarily through his camera lens.
No, já jsem měl velký štěstí, že jsem zůstal naživu, protože...
Well, personally, I was just lucky to stay alive, because perhaps 2 meters away from me stood a couple of people. I stepped away and a truck crashed into them. Someone at the top of the hill had released the truck's brakes. I took a photo of an overturned tram which was being used as a barricade, and the troops were shooting from behind this tram, and right beside me, 3 people were shot dead. It was like a war zone, it really was.
Zásah, jo. Bylo to jak ve válce, skutečně, já si to myslím.
In Britain and America, at least, some of the best-known images of the invasion were taken by fellow photographer Josef Koudelka. In Libor Hajský's view, do these famous images really reflect what happened that day?
Koudelka jako Pepik měl v tu dobu výhodu, že mu bylo o 10 let víc.
Josef Koudelka was 10 years older than me and was already a very established professional photographer. I was just a novice while he was a mature professional, which shows in his photos. He had a really good camera at that time, and the other thing was that he had no fear. I saw him sticking his head into tanks to take photos. He had no sense of self-preservation.
Prší a venku se setmělo. Tato noc nebude krátká, beránka vlku se zachtělo, bratříčku, zavírej vrátka.
There are several different photo exhibitions running in Prague at the moment to commemorate the Soviet-led invasion. Libor Hajský's photos have been on display at the J. Sudek Gallery until recently, while Josef Koudelka's photos of the occupation are currently being exhibited at Prague's Old Town Hall until September the 10th.
And thanks to Rosie Johnson.